Mother always said there was nothing special about being called a sweetie pie. All pies are sweet, she would say, and not one of us would disagree. It wasn't that we didn't know about the chicken pot or mince meat kinds. We had seen them in the grocery store flyers that lined the ditch along Roll Creek. It's just that we weren't allowed to talk about things like trash in our family, so we didn't. Mother didn't like names like honey or pumpkin either. She said those were for people who didn't put enough thought into their own babies' names. Either that or men who didn't have babies of their own. The worst thing a man could do around Mother was to call her child a baby cake. Mother didn't sit around for hours sorting through Neil Diamond lyrics to find the perfect names for us, just so some stranger could call us whatever he damn well pleased. Dad said my name came from the song about the good times. Sweet Caroline. I knew when he said it that the good times came before I was born. Just tell me one thing, Mother. Why do I get to pick and the others get to do as they're told? I said. It's just that you're special, Caroline, Mother told me from the floor inside her bedroom closet. We looked like freaks, Mother and I, sprawled among the shoeboxes, eating strawberries and fake cream. Whipped dream, the kind that squirts out in waves and never goes bad for 7 more years. Mother had called me to her bedroom, hissing my name from the wedge in her half-open door, jiggling the coiled stopper until I looked up. All I could see through the crack of light were the red treats and her index finger motioning me away from my favorite episode of Family Feud. September baby, the one where the host asked, "During what month of pregnancy does a woman begin to look pregnant?" And the contestant answered, "September?" I don't think any of us kids got why it was funny back then, seeing as those were the days when Mother looked pregnant almost every month of the year. Just watching the game show host crack up that much got us every time, though. And besides, there was nothing better than seeing a grown-up laugh harder than a kid. "You're gonna miss it," Desiree had said as I got up off the floor and walked toward Mother and Dad's room. We all knew the baby question was coming up right after the commercial. I told her it wasn't funny anymore. But Neil shushed us and waved me away, meaning that everyone better laugh as hard as usual, even without me in the room. When I got closer to the bedroom, I knew I had to wash my hands because Mother was doing that thing where she wiggled her fingers in front of her chin as if there was something hot in her mouth. "How do you mean special?" I asked. I knew the others would never let me forget about this day. This wasn't about getting to pick what flavor of frosting Mother used for some movie star's birthday cake. This was about how I wanted to grow up, or more importantly, who I wanted to grow up with.